All right. A Gadol story to warm our hearts. So Rav Arye Levine was known as the tzaddik of our times, at least according to the book. And what he used to do is he would go to Shari Tzedek Hospital very often. And he had a special talent for healing even people who were crazy, for medical miracles. So here's an example of one. There was a lady named Rivka Weiss, who he knew from the community. She was a widow. She had many children and was very involved in chesed in the community. And Rav Arye was told that she was very, very sick. And he went to visit her, and he saw that the staff had made it like she had no chance left to live. There was like they closed the curtain in a way which indicated that it wasn't even worth visiting her. It was all over. So when Rav Arye saw that, he was incredibly emotional, and he started screaming at HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way that only tzaddikim can. And he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you say in your Torah, you're the master, you're the father of widows, of orphans. If Rivka dies, there's going to be orphans. How can you do this to her? How can you do this to her children? And he went on and on crying hysterically for about a half hour davening like this until he had other things to do. He left, and almost immediately afterwards, there was a miraculous change of her health, and she, Baruch Hashem, she got out of the hospital, and she lived 7 more years. So she was zoicha not only to visit the sick, but to care about the sick, and to have holy chutzpah, to beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Yeshua's. Just one halacha. It's a great parsha to talk about the Malava Malka. Anybody know why is it a great Shabbos to talk about the halachas of Malava Malka? Pop trid quiz. Because it says in the parsha about the luz, right? Yaakov went to a place called luz, and luz is the bone which is only gets its hana'a from the Malava Malka. It didn't get pleasure from eating in Adam in Gan Eden. So in any case, what's the halachas of Malava Malka? Basically, the main idea of Malava Malka is you're squirting out the queen. Just like when Shabbos enters, you make a beautiful Shabbos table. When Shabbos ends, you should try your best to make a beautiful Shabbos table, even light a candle, and have a meal in honor of the queen leaving. If possible, if you're hungry, then you can have bread, mazonos. If you can't have mazonos, then fruits. Even some posts can say even tea is okay, b'di'evit, if you're really not hungry. But the main thing really is to create an environment of kedusha, a nice tablecloth, candles, say some Hasidic stories, and escort the queen out in a mechobedek way. Shabbos, if anybody wants, we'll learn some Torah in the back on the Parsha and Simchas Hamanah.